This podcast on WSIU.org is a member-supported service of WSIU Public Radio. Your contributions help provide WSIU's online programming. Call 800-745-9748 or give online at WSIU.org. And thanks.
Our morning conversation this week focuses on what is a summer tradition across Southern Illinois. McLeod Summer Playhouse is continuing its performances this weekend with the All High School Theater Project Cinderella. And the marketing coordinator for the Playhouse, Vince Romberg, is in studio. Vince, thanks for coming in this morning.
I'm glad to be here. Good morning, everybody. How are you doing?
You know, a way to keep cool. We're talking about these really high temperatures. McLeod Theater on
Absolutely.
The SIU campus is always a cool place to be.
It is a cool place. Sometimes you'll need a jacket, even in the middle of this heat wave.
This is the final performance in the McLeod Summer Playhouse
That's
for this
right.
season.
That's right.
And it's this traditional all Southern Illinois High School Theater project.
That's right. It's a partnership between McLeod Summer Playhouse and Carbondale Community Arts. Carbondale Community Arts has been around now for 25 years, and they started the summer all Southern High School Theater Project 16 years ago, and we began partnering with them in 2004, and it's presented at McLeod Summer Playhouse as part of the season. And what it is an opportunity for the area high school talent to come out and work with maybe a slightly more professional situation than they might have in many of the other settings. In addition to all the talent they bring, and they have a full orchestra, of course. They have 20 technicians, designers. They're usually from professional backgrounds. Lots of costumes, scenery, lights, and directors who have professional experience. So they get a terrific opportunity to get out on the boards with a production that's, you know, pretty slick overall. And one of the other things that this program does is that they try to include educational component with the rehearsals. So they'll have classes on. This year they did some on mime. They had Dr. Ann Fletcher did one on dramaturgy. So they're having a educational opportunity as well as an experience in to perform in the theater. I think that's pretty cool.
So many.
I kind of wish we had that when I was a kid.
So many times you hear in so many businesses, it's not what you know, it's who you know. And this is a great networking tool for these students, I assume.
It's really terrific. They get to meet a lot of folks that they will probably encounter throughout their life. And one of the things it does is some of the students get really good opportunities to go into our BFA program here at school. Skylar Drummond, for example, who plays one of the stepsisters, Portia, in the show this weekend, she will be enrolled as a BFA musical theater student this summer. So it's a wonderful way for them to test themselves and test the college out, find the opportunity to make those kinds of connections, not just here, but I like to talk about here.
Sure, absolutely. Again, it's Cinderella. It's Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella.
10 minutes ago, I loved you.
Coming up this weekend through McLeod Summer Playhouse and Carbondale Community Arts.
Right.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Monday. Sunday's matinee is at 2 o'clock. The other nights, it's at 7:30.
Yep, and that's kind of funny because we do the Sunday matinee, and then we do the Monday at 7:30. A lot of people forget about that extra performance that they add in just because these shows have a way of attracting a huge crowd. In fact, already the Sunday matinee and the Thursday evening are very close to being sold out. So if people do want to come and they want to target those dates, get on that phone soon.
I know that the McLeod Summer Playhouse really looks at bringing in maybe shows that people haven't seen before or a perspective that maybe they haven't looked at something through. Do you think that it does the same thing when you're introducing high school students to some of these, whether they're classics or newer pieces?
What I think is interesting is that the kids bring their own perspective. You know, especially as our society has changed so much, these are kids that grew up in the internet, text phoning, cell phones, and things like that. And so they're coming at Cinderella with a fresher perspective than maybe I would bring to it. And that's kind of interesting, you know, to see that they're re-envisioning the classics, the stories, these characters in their own way.
You know, I asked a couple of the performers that were in earlier this season for Chicago why it was important to have that live theater experience, whether you're the performer or whether you're in the audience. I wonder what your perspective on that is.
Well, you know, I always say it's kind of like a kiss. You know, if you kissed anybody and you, then you watch somebody on a film kiss somebody, it's not the same thing. So, you know, or watching someone eat a piece of pie and then you eating a piece of pie. It's quite, you're there and you're a part of it. And that's the visceral experience that you can never take away. I think a lot about it because I love movies and I go and I get all weepy or sad or defendant for the hero or whatever. But there is something inherently different with actually being a participant in that experience that will forever survive.
Do the students tell you when you're talking to them, especially about a show like Cinderella, especially a lot of these girls who have grown up in that Disney princess generation, are they intimidated at all about making sure they either stay true to the story they know, or do they really want to bring it into their own generation?
I only know from watching the rehearsals, they are working really hard to create really interesting characters. And as Susan Patrick Benson, who's on the faculty here at the Department of Theater at SIU, is directing the show, and she's been encouraging them to do that. And some of the scenes I've seen are pretty good. They're really creating some fascinating and fun characters, you know, so I think that's pretty good. So I think, again, you're getting the classic idea, but you're also getting this new wave of young thought that's going with it. And I think it's going to make a very interesting show. Now, if you're looking for all the magic and the transformations, that's all been preserved. You know, you'll see the pumpkin coach, you know, come out of nowhere, and the transformation from Cinderella into her ball gown is magic. It really is spectacular to see. I told them they could all go to Las Vegas, one of those quick change acts after they were done, because it's really amazing to see. And the lighting and the colors are beautiful, and that's the wonderful thing. They've got, you know, this whole staff of professional technicians and designers working on this production, and you've got all this amazing young talent, so they can really create something that's, you know, fun to watch and great to participate in.
Sure. And again, it's Cinderella coming up this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Monday at 7:30, Sunday at 2 p.m. A couple of those shows, Thursday and Sunday, are already selling out pretty quickly. So if you want tickets, you need to go to playhouse.siu.edu, or you can call the theater ticket office. That's 453-6000, and you can get all the information you need about that. Just about a minute remaining, Vince, but I wonder how preparations are going for next year. I'm sure that they're already starting to look at shows.
Oh, yes. Both for the academic season, because we do a whole season during the school year, which have been chosen, and for next summer. So they started, I think, like March, trying to line everything up. Because a lot, especially if you want a newer show, you have to negotiate for the rights to do them. They're not as easy to get as some of the older ones. So they've been at it for quite a while now. I'm not at liberty to say yet what they're choosing, but I think it's going to be fantastic.
Certainly. Stay tuned, and we'll bring people the latest when we find out. So, Vince, thanks so much for coming
great,
in.
Great to be here.
Vince Romberg is the marketing coordinator for the McLeod Theater and McLeod Summer Playhouse, which is going on. The final performance is Cinderella. It's that partnership between McLeod Summer Playhouse and Carbondale Community Arts, the All-Southern High School Theater Project, coming up this weekend. Playhouse.siu.edu for more information.